We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, whoa, hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We got a full show today. Brandon Hickey, if I can get a hold of him, he said he should be open. That scares me when he says that, so he must be at the ranch. So anyway, he's going to come on here in the second segment, talk about what happened at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and we'll get a full report from him on his adventures the last couple of weeks while he was up in Nebraska and Wyoming with the shotgun shooters. And so anyway, that'll be fun. And then coming up, I got a special treat for you guys coming up in the last segment of the show. Our own Western Oklahoma, Tyler Williams, is going to be in here. We're going to talk a little country. We're going to talk some horses. I'm going to talk about things to him he might not know about. But anyway, but he's going to sing his newly released song. It's a really good song. I know this is an ag show, but he's one of our homeboys out here, and it's a country song. And I'm excited to have him on today. As a matter of fact, he is going to be at Sayre, Oklahoma, July 20th. You guys know what's happening then? It's the KECO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam at Sayre, Oklahoma, the music fest. Anyway, he's going to be there with the Great Divide and Caroline Grace. And we're going to give a set of, a pair of tickets away during the show today to go to the Wild Plum Jam Music Fest at Sayre during the Dust Bowl festivities. Anyway, going to be a fun show today. So anyway, let's get started. Let's check the weather first. You want to check some temperatures? I had them up, and where did they go? Oh my, bear with me here a second. I got them back up. Well, welcome back to summer, folks. Coming back to see us, and it looks like we'll be heating up into the 90s for the next 7 or 8 days. Maybe next week a triple digit here and there, but hey, we got some rain, and that's a good thing. So 82 is the coolest spot in Western Oklahoma, including the Panhandle of Oklahoma at Beaver, 83 at Slapout, 84 to May Ranch, 86 at Lahoma, 85 at Putnam, 86 at Eric, 88 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. And I'm guessing the Cheyenne or the Mangum, Greer County one must be down. No temperature for Mangum, but 87 there at Hobart and out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 87 at Lipscomb, 86 Canadian, 87 at Dozer, 88 at Wellington, 88 at Childress, and down there south of the Red River Bridge, Odell, you're 88 degrees. All right, let's get into things here. See what happened overnight in our big ag world. Soybeans were lower in overnight trading after the condition of U.S. crop unexpectedly improved. About 68% of the U.S. beans were in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, up from 67% a week earlier. How you guys like that? Our prices on soybeans, corn, wheat, not necessarily peanuts, but cotton and all that stuff. If conditions improve, they bring the price down. If the conditions get crappy, they might come up for a day, but then they go back down for a couple of days. Now, the farmers just ain't, they don't have a chance. I'm sorry. It just irks me why they play paper pushers, play games with farmers and then ranchers with cattle. You know, we've had a good year last year on cattle prices, but and it looks like it's going to stay good, but when things calm down, the herds get rebuilt, you know what's going to happen. 9% of the crop was setting pods, up from 3% a week earlier, and prior 5-year average of 5%. About 34% of the crop was blooming, up from 20% the previous week and the average of 28%. 68% of the U.S. corn crop earned top ratings this past week. That's up from 67% from the week earlier. 3% were in the dough stage, up from the prior average of 2%. Some 24% was silking versus 11% last week and an average of 14%. So it looks like corn crop's a little ahead of itself. Spring wheat conditions improved, jumping to 75% good or excellent from 72% a week earlier. And the average is 49%. So that's all that spring wheat up north is looking good. Analyst surveyed by Rutgers was expecting 72% to earn top ratings. About 59% was headed as of July 7th, up from 38% the prior week. The winter wheat harvest rolls on with 63% in the bin, up from 54% the week prior and the average of 52% this time of the year. Rainfall is expected in parts of Midway. I just watched that movie last night. Of the Midwest today is as the remnants of the hurricane barrels through the Texas Gulf north from the Texas Gulf course. I took my allergy pill while ago and is just now kicking in. While the precipitation will benefit some areas, it will cause a worsened flooding along waterways from Texas to Michigan. I notice heaviest rainfall by the Oklahoma Mesonet from the hurricane was 4.8 inches way down there in southeastern Oklahoma. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 5.5 cents to 10.94 bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal dropped a dollar to 320.40 a short ton, and soy oil was down 87 cents to 47.39 a pound. That 320.40 a short ton, I've been doing the show 3 years now, and that's the cheapest I've seen it since I started the show. December corn was down a quarter of a penny to 407 and a half a bushel. Wheat for September delivery went up a penny to 571 and a half a bushel in Chicago overnight, while Kansas City futures added 2 cents to 579 and a quarter a bushel. Inspections for corn and wheat for exports was higher week to week, which is good. Corn inspections were reported at 1.2 million metric tons in the 7 days it ended on last Thursday, July 4th, up from 831,000 tons a week earlier. And it's well above the 375,000 tons last year. Wheat assessments totaled 341,005 tons, up modestly from 335,000 tons from the previous week, but down from last year when it was almost 420,000 tons. Soybeans for offshore delivery, meanwhile, declined to 273,000 tons, and that's down about 40,000 tons from the week before. Let's see here. Flooding expected as the hurricane moves north. Did you guys notice right before, about an hour before sunset last night, you look to the east and the southeast, you could see the outer banks, the outer clouds of the hurricane, and you could see the tops way down there in Texas. It was a pretty cool picture of the swirl that was in a circular motion. It was kind of cool. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large chunk of land stretching from Arkansas into Michigan. According to the National Weather Service maps, flash flooding caused by excessive rainfalls and forecasts for much of southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, northern Kentucky. It's a hurricane. It's moving through there. What's left of it? 2 to 4 inches of rain are expected in parts of northern Indiana and southern Michigan starting this afternoon and continuing all the way through tomorrow evening. Some areas might receive 6 inches. Man, I noticed when I crossed the river bridge at, Sayre this morning, you can already see a sandbar. That water came down and it's already receding back down. But looks like Luger's still getting some pretty good water. 325 million. It's probably up to about 400 million gallons of water have been put into Luger since start all these rains last Thursday. So all good. All right, since we got Brandon coming on here, we're going to go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update, if I can find it. Where did it go? There it is. Got it. Anyway, things aren't looking too shabby on the market today as of right now since the start of this morning. September corn, 395, up 2.5. December corn, 410, up 2.5. Soybeans for July, 1160, down 14.25. August, 1132, down 16.75. September is 1081, down 15.25. Soybean meal for August, 345.60, down 440. September, 325.90, down 210. Soybean oil for July, 47.55, down 145. August, 47.18, down 191. Hard red winter wheat. Let's see what it's doing today. September, 581, up 4.25. December, 599, up 3.75. And I'll get on the Wheeler Brothers app here in a minute. We'll see what the cash prices are doing. Change it on me there. Cotton for October, 69.20, down 29. Oil out of West Texas, crude oil that is, August, 81.90, down 43. And natural gas up 2 days in a row. August, 239, up 2. And then we will see. Looks like S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ are all trading pretty good today. They're all in the black. Live cattle for August, 182.85, down 150. October, 183.72, down 157. Feeder cattle for August, 256.45, down 272. September, 257.50, down 312. Lean hogs are down also. July, 89.32, down 35. August is 88.60, down 92 cents. Well, let's just get on this handy dandy Wheeler Brothers app. And don't have, oh, you kidding me? There we go. I was afraid it was going to ask me to log in again. All right, here it's saying new crop corn July delivery cash price $3.95. New crop for Milo July $3.40, and new crop soybeans July $10 even. And cash prices on wheat today is an August delivery $5.12. Anyway, you guys ever check that out? We got some really good people in Western Oklahoma. We got Planters, got their website that I get on a lot. They're out of Lone Wolf. And Wheeler Brothers has got their app you can put on your iPhone or your Android, I'm guessing. I don't have an Android, so I don't know. But you can go to any granary, any elevator that they got in state Oklahoma that you deal with and check out their prices. Pretty cool. So, anyway, got that going on. Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. More on the, I'll give you an update on when they're going to be closed. Taylor, she needs a break. Anyway, we'll get Dr. Taylor. Let me rephrase that. She is in a family way. You know, she's going to have a baby vet coming up this fall, so we got to take care of her. We can't wear her out. Anyway, she did a really good job on Beth. Beth is a typical head case of a female bird dog. Anyway, she cut her paws, I told you guys yesterday, somewhere in a peanut field here a while. I don't know if she stepped on a corn stalk or what, split it pretty good. But anyway, she was ready to go home yesterday, and she was feeling better. Instead of running on three legs, she was running on 3.5 last night. So she's getting to feel better. So anyway, she was chasing a cat, so she's got to be feeling way better. So. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, we'll have your update on your ag weather out in the panhandle of Texas, and we'll see if Brandon's coming on. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 8th. 1,003 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 460 brought 297. 22 at 650 brought 275. 7 at 757 brought 267. 5 at 888 brought 225. 3 at 988 brought 234. 24 at 1,046 brought 220. 10 head of heifers at 456 brought 314. 13 at 549 brought 269. 12 at 615 brought 244, 3 at 717 brought 245, 13 at 720 brought 246, 15 at 727 brought 241, butcher cows were 85 to 155, butcher bulls brought 83 to 197, bred cows were 1500 to 2300, pairs brought 27 to 3100, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Stockman's Vet Happy Hour. Canadian, Texas, 85 degrees, heat index is at 83, the humidity's at 33, dew point's 52, the winds are out of south at 2, with wind gusts up to 3. 75 one-hundredths of an inch so far. Month to date precipitation, 8 inch soil temperature, 82 degrees. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio, 86.4 degrees. The winds look like they're out of the south, southwest at 5 miles an hour, 76% humidity. So anyway, going on. So I got to ask you guys a question out there. And I sent Becky Carroll with the OSU Extension. She's the fruit tree and pecan tree guru for the state of Oklahoma. She's really good. Ask her a question, because I had a fellow friend across the river from me ask. He didn't ask. He was talking about he's got to figure out the grasshoppers are taking over his peach trees. So anyway, so I asked Becky what you could spray for grasshoppers. What did she tell me? There we go. I said, do you know anything to spray grasshoppers on Peachtree? She said, nothing is specifically labeled for grasshoppers. But let me see. Smaller hoppers are easier to control. I'll look at some of the labels. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. Do you guys know anybody out there what you can spray grasshoppers for on fruit trees? Got to be careful here. And anyway, just wondering. And then Brandon said that he'll be back on here in about 10 minutes. So we'll get him after the next break. And he's tied up, probably on the phone, probably collecting money, selling cattle. You know how it is. Anyway, so if you know of anything, 580-225-9697. If you have something you can spray fruit trees for grasshoppers. And I know what you can spray around them, but not on them. So anyway, them things are... So how do you guys like this myth of when it rains, it kills the grasshoppers? I seen a bunch of new babies yesterday. That's such a myth. I guess they said it gets in their kidney or whatever it is in a grasshopper and waterlogs them or makes them sick and they die. Well, that's a myth. I don't care what you say. It's just a big old myth. So anyway, all right. I did have, hang on here, man, bear with me a second here, I'm trying to get the report up from, the computer is acting weird, it's not me, it's their website, let's see if it comes up, yep, there it comes, nope, that ain't the right one, bear with me, there's the one that I was wanting, okay. Nope, ain't going to play. It ain't going to do me any good today. Sorry. I was trying to get the livestock auction report for total receipts in Oklahoma last week, and it's not coming up unless it's this one. Nope. All right, moving on. All right. Okay, Brandon's going to come on here in about 8-10 minutes. Meanwhile, I don't know if you guys get successful farming emails in the morning or every morning from them, but this is, we've talked about it. Three tracts of Iowa farmland bring nearly $4 million. So let's take a look at this. 77.4 acres in Grundy County brought $18,550 per acre, and it had a corn sustainability rating index of 96.1. 62.65 acres in Dane County, Wisconsin brought 13,800. And then what else is there? 40 acres in Illinois brought $16,400. And then what else we got? 55.77 acres in Lincoln County, South Dakota brought $21,000 an acre. Soil rating of 85, located southeast of Sioux Falls along the Iowa-South Dakota border. 55.77 acres was sold at public auction. The tract consisted of, it was all tillable basically, except the fence line. It sold for $21,000 per acre for $1.171 million for 56 acres basically. How do they make that work? I know their ground is great ground up there, but you know how much cotton corn you'd have to make? Per acre to make the land payment on that on today's interest rates. They must know something about it more than we do. So anyway, we'll check that out. Okay. Markets have been up and down, mainly down here in the last couple of weeks. So here's some different paths. This is some advice from Brian Dunherty. Anyway, here's some different paths for you to take if you purchase put options prior to future prices dropping. Future prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat have plunged over the last several weeks. If you purchase put options prior to prices dropping, you might be asking yourself, should I exit the position or roll it to a lower strike price? Should I allow the puts to perform their function, establishing a price for, and hold them until I contract or delivery? What about exercising? Just like a lot of things in life, decisions are not made with the complete and perfect information. You don't know what the future holds. Keep reading to learn about several paths you can take. Let's start with the function of a put option. The owner of a put has the right, not the obligation, to exercise into short futures contract. As an example, the owner of a $5 December corn put can at any time exercise and turn this into a short futures position at $5. Usually a put exercise occurs near its expiration date when a in the money option reflects little or no time value and the owner wants to stay in the market believing prices will work lower. In the year like where the prices have dropped significantly, like in the last couple weeks here, even deep in the money options will reflect some time value. Once exercised, the time value is lost. So exercising is likely not a much of an option, but falls puts at this time. Here's your choices. Hold the put. If holding, the problem here might be one of regret if prices find an early season low. As prices rally, the value of the put will likely decline. Sell it. If you decide to exit the option and take the gain, you no longer have downward price protection, which is fine if you are comfortable with further price declines. How about rolling it? A roll is a process where you would sell your high strike price put and buy a lower strike price put. The positive in this case is you remain defensive, you scoop value into cash, and you reduce your risk at what you might give back if market rallies. However, you may not own a lower strike put that does not fall as fast as the market moves if prices decline. This changes option value. It's called delta, which measures how an option moves into relationship to the market. A high delta can be one, meaning the option moves penny for penny with the futures. A lower delta implies the movement is less. By rolling, you might give up strong delta. A roll can also incur additional commission and fees. So what do? Discuss your option with somebody besides me. Talk to your broker guy. They know best, especially if you got a really good one. So anyway, I have to throw that in there because we have never talked about puts on this show before. And here you go. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, we might have Brandon Hickey on here. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
.5 in Presidio presents the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 27th from 8 a.m. to noon at Elk City's Ackley Park. All kids ages 15 and under are invited to fish free for a chance to win prizes, including specialty tagged fish worth $100. Get there early for free worms and t-shirts while supplies last, and a free fishing demonstration from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation at 8 a.m. It's the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 27th at Elk City's Ackley Park.
At Hutch's, when we think of summer, we think barbecue. Hutch's barbecue sandwiches are the perfect choice for lunch or dinner. Enjoy your choice of a pulled pork or smokehouse brisket sandwich. Both are equally delicious and served in a King's Hawaiian bun. Pair your barbecue sandwich with your favorite chips and an ice-cold Hutch's fountain drink. We can't wait to see you. Stop in and see us or order online at Hutch's.net for pickup or delivery. Nobody offers as much as Hutch's.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
For 20 years, Brandon and Jill Culver of Culver Electric have been your trusted name in residential and commercial electrical needs. Here's Brandon.
This is Brandon Culver with Culver Electric. On behalf of all the Culver Electric family, we want to say thank you to all of our many dedicated customers for relying on us to serve you for 20 years. We have grown in so many ways and in areas we never dreamed possible. None of this would have been possible without y'all. We value your trust and loyalty in the many ups and downs along the way to reaching this milestone. We will continue to give you the best quality service to all of Western Oklahoma. From all of us here at Culver Electric to all of you, thank you so much, and we look forward to the next 20 years.
Culver Electric. For all your residential and commercial electrical needs, give them a call 580-243-5846 or stop by 1823 West 20th Street in Elk City.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Let's go with Comarco, Oklahoma, right there on the north side of the river bridge, headed towards Woodward. 88 degrees, feels like 86, dew point's 57, humidity's 35, the winds are out of the north-northwest at 11 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 3.13 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 80 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. Sunset, 8:57. Sunny and 92 today. Tonight, clear, 66. Tomorrow, sunny, 95. We're going to start warming up. The winds will be out of the south-southwest tomorrow evening. Well, all I got to say is this man here needs to be gone more often because he left for 2 weeks and we got rain. Brandon Hickey?
I'm sure willing. Just send donations. I'll sure get out of here. Go somewhere again, see if it'll rain again.
Yeah. I mean, you leave town, boom, here comes the clouds.
Yeah. It was what a nice July rain, too. And some decent temperatures to follow it up. I mean, gosh, to get to be in the low 90s, high 80s, low 90s here for 2 or 3 days after it. What a wonderful thing that is.
Yeah, that's what I said when I started the show today. Enjoy the last few days because summer's back. Anyway, sure. You had a good sale yesterday for right after the 4th of July, 1,003 head.
Yeah, and we really ended up with quite a bit more cattle than we was expecting with all the rain around. We really thought we'd have more cancellations, but people was in the mood to market some cattle, and then they got them there anyway, and they got rewarded for it. There was a lot of a good buyer turnout looking for those cattle.
Yeah, I've seen on here on the steer side, 22 head from Cheyenne, weighing 650, brought 275. I'll take that all day long.
Yes, sir.
And then
yes, sir.
What did it do on the lady? I didn't even look at the lady side. Oh, there we go. 34 from Arapaho, weighing 604, 267. That's even better yet.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Had some good long wing 5-weight heifers, heavy 5-weight heifers, I think, clear up that round, that 278. Getting up there, bumping right back against that 280. There was a lot of interest, especially on those feedlot ready and those turnout ready calves. We might have been a smidgen cheaper on the lightweight calves, the balling calves. Might have been just a smidgen cheaper yesterday from compared to what we were before the 4th. But I attribute part of that to the mud. That maybe lost a little bit of buyer interest on the lightweight unweaned calves just due to the mud, but I don't expect that to last very long at all. They'll get a couple of dry out days and see some of this grass perking up and greening up, and we'll be headed back the other direction on them too.
Yeah, the grass is already greening up, and I've seen some good-looking Johnson grass that need to be grazing in the bar ditches there along my landlords. But anyway, I waited about 7 days. I don't think it was toxic yet, but it was sure headed that way with them 2 weeks of 100-degree weather.
Yeah. There was one of my field reps from over there at Corn. I've said that week before last that he did lose a cow to Johnson grass toxicity about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So.
Dang. Yeah. We hadn't had a really, well, in the central western Oklahoma, we hadn't had any good rains in a month or so. So it was bound to happen. But anyway, you're the butcher. Cows and bulls. Wow. It just, that thing ain't slacking off at all.
No, it's sure not. And they act like they're, you know, that they're sure enough in need of them and getting after it. I mean, they're good competition on that. Bulls and cows both, and, you know, and the, we've got, still got one packing plant that's buying quite a few feeding cows. You know, and that's keeping that thing propped up on the thinner cows. I mean, the good high yielding cows and bulls bring, you know, are bringing good money anyway. But then, when you've got some that are willing to feed some cows and got a little competition there as well, that helps on them little bit thinner cows that, older cows that the calves have pulled them down a little bit more already with the heat in the summer and whatnot. Usually those cows, are at a really, really big discount. And right now they're really not, because they're worried enough about our numbers coming down the road that they're buying quite a few feeding cows.
What bull brought $1.97?
He was a really, really good muscled up, red Angus bull. And he might not have been 100% red Angus. He could have had a little Simmental or limousine or something into him, but he had a good yield to him.
Yeah, I guess. What did he weigh?
What did he weigh? 18, I want to say 1895, I think, is where he was at.
That's probably what they paid for him when they got him.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, wow, that's $1.97. I guess that was a high seller yesterday, huh? And All right. Well, you just have you got anything that people need to know about coming into Elk City this weekend, this Friday?
I got a good run. Got a good run of 3 to 5 weight calves coming in this week. They've got one gentleman going to bring a bunch of old cows and the calves too, but just bring them all at once, all together at coming this week. And the cows could be middle bred back, but the real feature deal will be the 3 to 5 weight, 3 to 4 weight calves off of them. Got another guy from Crawford bringing a really fancy set of black 5 weight calves, and then a lady from Wheeler going to bring about 25 or 30 all black, really good conditioned. Probably they'll be mostly 5 weight calves. So got a nice little run of calves. Oh, and I do have a set also about 25 supposed to be 5-year old heavy bred. Pretty ultra fancy bred cows for Friday also.
Oh, cool. Well, I just want to go ahead, since he told me he was coming, I'll give you a heads up and a warning. The Cotton mm-hmm. King out of Sentinel's bringing some cattle in, so he'll be there Friday. Just a warning.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, just a warning. He'll be sitting over there on the right side. So when I come in for my cheeseburger, and hopefully that lady that I gave the tomatoes to Sunday at church puts a mm-hmm. tomato on my cheeseburger.
See? Mm-hmm.
I'll go in there and I might shout across the arena in there, the Cotton King, letting everybody know he's in the show.
Yep.
He's pretty vocal anyway. We might holler some boomer sooner stuff. I don't know. Well, you guys just got back. You said you rolled in at 5 o'clock yesterday morning from Nebraska and mm-hmm. Wyoming. How was that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a great time, great family vacation. The shooting team, our Oklahoma shooting team, come back with some really good team accolades from the Grand Island 4-H National Shooting Championship, and and super proud of that. And we went from there on over to Wyoming, and I had a few days before the Wyoming state shoot started to do a few things and to did some real nice, real good, neat trail riding through some areas. Got to take some pictures of some moose. And then Tuesday, we went up to Casper, Wyoming, and had a guided trout fishing trip on the North Platte River, and that turned out really, really successful. So
when you went on this trail ride, I guess you guys had to rent horses.
No, we were trail riding in our Ranger.
We was on
ATV trails.
I wanted to hear a story about somebody showing you how to saddle a horse.
Yeah, you know, I've done that a time or two when I was younger up at Red River and whatnot. But I just couldn't get real excited about being on a horse where I know that there has been bear sightings. I can't get real excited about that.
Well, while you were in Wyoming, one of our local kids, Clayton McGee from down there at Willow, he got the grand slam. How about that?
Yeah, that's an awesome achievement. There's a lot of trap shooters that wait their whole lives and never get to achieve that. So that was just a really awesome deal to do that. I think Clayton, if I remember right, is going to be a junior or senior in college at Lindenwood this year, Lindenwood University up by St. Louis, which that team won the national shooting championship just this spring earlier.
Yep.
And so he's having a very, very good memorable year for sure.
Yeah, he's good. Well, all the kids from Oklahoma did really good, and you know, Clayton, he's a couple years ahead of most of those kids because he's in college and stuff, but he worked hard at that's his life, you know, that's what he wants to do. He wants to shoot. So
yep.
I see that kid being on Olympic team in the future. I really do.
I hope. I mean, he sure works hard at it and has worked out hard at it for a lot of years and is sure very, very deserving of it. So I hope that if that's what he wants in his future, I hope that happens for him. And
it doesn't matter what he wants; it's what we want. we want a kid from Western Oklahoma to be on the Olympic team.
Yeah,
Well, Brandon, we got to get off here. I got a special guest coming up here in this next segment, and matter of fact, I think he wrote a song about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
Tyler's really? Going to come on and sing his new song.
Okay. Yeah, well, you better get this not so special guest off here so you can get that special guest on here.
No, it's all right. Anyway, so thanks for coming on, and I'll see you Friday.
All right, sounds good, Jimmy.
All right, bye. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update. And then, man, if you're watching on Facebook, he looks very excited. Anyway, did I tell you guys he was dating a person that works in the agriculture? And she makes him look so much better nowadays. Anyway, I hope she's listening up there at Woodward. She works at the FSA office up there. So anyway, your whatever you want to call him, boyfriend's getting ready to come on and sing his song. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think this last 8 minutes is going to be the most exciting 8 minutes of my show career. Maybe my last 8 minutes, but we'll find out. Anyway, let's check out some weather. Let's go with Mangum. It's working again. Cool. All right, we're going with Mangum. Currently, it's 86 degrees. Feels like 85. Oh, it just quit on me. All right, let's go to another town. Let's just go to Altus. Hang on. What's going on down there at Mangum? You guys didn't pay your electricity bill or what? Anyway, 91 degrees at Altus. 89 is what it feels like. Dew point's 56. Humidity's 31. Winds are out of the north at 8 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 58 one-hundredths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 84. Sunset at 8:53, 93 today. Clear and 67 tonight. Hot and 97 tomorrow. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Tyler Wilhelm, one of my good friends. And he's not a bad golfer. Not a great, but he's not a bad golfer. But anyway, Tyler, welcome to Today in Ag.
How are you, Jimmy?
You've been wanting to come on here for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I couldn't stand it.
I know. You wanted to come on. What was that song? What was that song you was wanting to come in? Something about corn.
The corn don't grow.
Yeah. That day, that time it was drought. Yeah. So anyway, hey, but before we get started with Tyler, I have a pair of tickets to the KECO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam Music Fest. And there's going to be three people at it. The Great Divide, the Tyler Wilhelm, the Caroline Grace. So the question is, which one of those three is your favorite? I got a pair of tickets. You better answer who's in the studio, but that's all right if you don't. Anyway, so the third person to text in at 580-225-9697 and wants to go to the Wild Plum Jam. I'm excited.
That'll be good.
It's a little different setup this year.
It is.
and it's not going to be an all-day deal. Nope. It's just going to be you three guys, and it's going to be a really good music fest.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some good sponsors, a lot of good people helping out, trying to make it work for the community of Sarah.
Well, we found out via text message that Becky's listening. And so, and hope she's got it on full blast in the FSA office up here in Woodward County. But anyway, you got a new song out, Goodbye. What's that about?
It's just a good old
you wrote it, right?
Heartbreak song.
You wrote it, right? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It's coming out August 2nd.
Okay.
And we're going to have an album release party. At the single release party at the Blockhouse August 2nd.
Oh, cool.
It's my birthday too, Jimmy.
Oh, I guess I got it. I know. I think I was there at your last birthday. But anyway, because, you know, the Blockhouse is a really good venue for music.
It is. Yeah, they're doing really well. They built a really nice outdoor stage. One of my good buddies is coming up from Dallas. His name's Kanan Bryce. Him and his band are going to play.
Okay.
So.
And they're going to play Happy Birthday for you?
I hope so. If not, you're singing it.
Oh, no, you're not. You know, you never heard me sing, have you? No, it ain't happening. I'm embarrassed to sing at church.
The Lord don't care.
I know the Lord doesn't care, and the other people don't care, but Jimmy cares. I'll move my mouth and lip sync and not say a word. And
that's good enough.
It is, yeah. I'm not. My sisters, I had seven sisters. Mm-hmm. And two brothers, and my older brother, not my oldest, but one of my other brother, Wiley, me and him were the only two that couldn't sing or play instrument in that old family.
Jeez.
My brother, oldest brother, Waylon, he could play the piano and strum a guitar, and never took a lesson. He just does it by hearing.
No kidding.
And he could really get after it, so it was all good. Well, let's hear this.
All right.
You ready? I'll be on the control on the boards over here.
I'll try not to blow their heads off.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, I miss you, baby, and I'd be lying if I said I don't. Love's a choice we make every day, but for me you won't. Am I crazy? And did it cost every part of me? 'Cause I feel like I've lost everything I've had to lose. Never even got to say goodbye to you. I never got to push. Hell, I never got to shove. I never got to fight for the one true thing that I thought I'd love. I didn't count the cost. I had the cash in hand. Drew the right card, but I've never been a winning man. I guess your heart is a place I'll never land. I've been praying, and I know that God can get me out of this mess. I've lost in love before. Not the worst, I'm not the best. No, we didn't make it. And I know that hell is what we've been through. But it takes a little fire to do what lovers do. I never even got to say goodbye to you. I never got to push. Hell, I never got to show. I never got to fight for the one true thing that I thought I'd love. I didn't count the cost and had the cash in hand. I drew the right card, but I've never been a winning man. Girl, your heart is a place I'll never land. I guess your heart is a place I'll never land.
Woo! Bravo! Golf clap. Oh, awesome, man. That's great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Blockhouse, August
2nd.
August 2nd.
Everybody listening is welcome to come.
Oh, yeah. We're
everybody.
In. Yeah, it's good. And, hey, the third text did say your name.
Heck yeah.
We had Caroline Great Divide and Tyler Wilhelm, and then the fourth one said free tickets.
They didn't care. They just wanted tickets.
Yeah, they just wanted tickets. But anyway, I think I know whose number that is. I'll get back with you after the show. But anyway, that's great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How's your golfing game?
Oh, gosh. I played yesterday, and it was still pretty bad.
It was still pretty bad?
Yeah.
I seen one of your old golfing partners out there Saturday at the Firecracker. Oh, Carnes.
Oh, yeah. I played yesterday with Ridge.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
My game's better than his, I'll say that.
Oh. Well, the music's playing. We're out of time. We timed that just perfect. Anyway, thanks, Tyler, for coming in and sharing that with us. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.